Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Happy Monday. It is Monday, September 28th, 2015. And greetings from the lovely Tampa Bay area, where it is kind of overcast right now. I'm looking out onto the bay from St. Petersburg, and it is overcast. And yet, I get to be here, I get to participate, I get to live my Monday, and so do you. It's not a dress rehearsal. It's the only Monday, September 28th, 2015, that you will ever have. So I'm encouraging you, inspiring you, and advocating you to go out and live your day. Really fully participate in the task that you have today. Be present, be authentic, make the change that you can make in the world today. Be excellent. Be connected to God. I am Life Coach Erica Black, and you have tuned in. A little tongue-tied here. You have tuned in to Pull It Together with Erica Black, and this is a show that airs every Monday at noon Eastern Standard Time, because I really want you guys to be able to live your best lives. And what day is more important to get a little inspiration than Mondays, right? We've been in weekend mode. We may not have gotten enough sleep, or may have had too much fun, or whatever. But, you know, today's topic is really, really important. Everyone wants to make changes, right? So I'm here to encourage you and give you three easy steps to changing your life. Now, of course, change is not easy. It takes intention and motivation. If you're really ready to make these changes, then we can, if you follow these simple steps, you can actually make the changes that you want and end up with a life that you are inspired by and excited to participate in, right? You know, this is really important. This is important stuff. I do this every week. I do this as a gift to you, because I feel that God has given me things, tools, tips, truths to you guys to make your life better. That's what, and it's everything that my practice is in place for. You know, I am passionate about people not just existing through life, but actually getting up and loving the lives that they get to live. I know I really, really love my life, and last week I was in California learning how I can help a lot more people. And so that was really, really key for me. That was very exciting. And then I got to hang out with some friends. So Ashley did my show at 9 a.m. Pacific time. I was into Pacific time at that last Monday, and that felt really weird to get up so early and get ready for a show. But, I'm back. I feel good being back in the Eastern time zone, but, California was great. Had a wonderful time hanging out there, but, you know, I was exhausted coming back, but really, I hit Florida last Tuesday evening, actually night. It was almost 10 p.m. when I got back. So Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday of my work week, I was really rather tired from switching the time zones. But, I had a great week. I accomplished a lot of really great things, had some really great meetings with clients, and inspiring to help people move forward, right? So anyway, that's what I want to tell you guys about today. So three easy steps, right? I think the hard part isn't the steps, it's the follow-through. It's kind of like when you, if you want to lose weight, right? And, we've talked about this on the show before. You want to lose weight, you really want to lose weight. You're not happy with how maybe out of shape. You want to tone up and lose weight, and you're not happy with how much you weigh, the size of your stomach, you know, your muscle tone, whatever. Okay, so, but everybody kind of waits around for the magic pill because they want it to be easy. The steps aren't hard. It's the implementation that is the hard part, right? But I'm going to suggest to you, if you're really, really ready to make changes, whatever it is, you want to lose weight, you want to have more money, you want to, what are the things that you've always wanted to do? Well, I've always wanted to paint, or I've always wanted to do pottery, or I've always wanted to volunteer at a homeless shelter, or a crisis pregnancy shelter, or, you know, I want to make some sort of change. I'm not really sure, okay? So the very, very first step that I'm going to give you today, you have to become intentional about what you want. Now, this is all in my six-month program. It's called Thrive, right? So I'm just going to give you the three core steps that I take my clients through. They work with me because it does take time to implement these changes, and support is crucial. So I'm going to tell you, take these three steps, partner up. Of course, you can call me. I offer free coaching sessions. In fact, I was at a health fair this last Saturday, the Smart Living Health Fair in Largo, Florida, here, right in Pinellas County. And it was great because I had so many inspiring and great conversations. And then I had people sign up for my free coaching sessions because I do that as a service to you. I can give you some tools. If you feel at that point that you'd like to work with me further, then, you know, I mean, I'm honored for that opportunity. But I want to really reach in and help you guys. So today I'm giving you some really good tools. But I'm going to say you need to partner up with someone. You need someone to help you so that you can actually implement these things. You need someone who's encouraging and motivating and will help keep you on task. Maybe you can partner up and be a buddy system. Maybe they want to make really big changes in their life too. Great. You guys, partner up, be accountable, hold each other accountable, right? So that you guys can actually achieve these goals. And I want to hear about it. I want to hear about your wins. Please contact me. You know, at least send me an email or a text or something. My phone number is area code 513-646-0767. Also, you can email me at youcanpullittogether@gmail.com. If you guys actually take these and implement them, and I want to hear about it, right? So just please send me your success stories. That would just make my day. Anyway, and of course, you can contact me, and we'll schedule a free coaching session for you too. But the very first thing, like I said, you have to become intentional. You know, stop like going, oh, you know, someday I want to do that, you know. Really make a list, and it's kind of like a bucket list, but, you know, things to do before you kick the bucket, because really none of us are guaranteed another day. We don't know, right? We don't know how long we're going to be here on this planet, and don't we all want to make a difference? Don't we all want to achieve some goals? Don't we all want to make the world a better place and also have fun along the way, right? So I've got five areas, because I want my clients to all have balance. I want you guys to all have balance, right? So I want you to really, really think about it. Let it kind of mull around in your head. You know, sit down, write some things out. I think vision boards are great also. I'm all about the vision boards because a lot of us, when we see it, it makes it more real. Through some magazines, what pictures, what words even, like I cut out words and I put them on my vision board. Words that speak to my soul. What pictures speak to your soul? Is it a star? Is it a picture of a beautiful home that you want to live in someday? Is it a place that you want to visit, the beach or the mountains? Or is it a person that you want to meet? You know, personally, on my vision board, I have a picture of Oprah because I just expect one day that I'll bump into her and we'll have a chat sometime. You know, it's just, I don't know. I like Oprah, so anyway. But, you know, I have pictures of, you know, like I have a picture of me and my boyfriend. I have my family, you know, people that are important to me. So I have actual photographs, and then I have things that I've cut out of magazines, you know, maybe things about being in love or hearts or, you know, whatever it is, whatever strikes you. Like, you know, in my vision for my life, I want to go on one of the things that's on my vision and my bucket list, right, is I want to ring in the new year in Sydney, Australia one time, you know. That's a goal of mine. That's something that's in my sight, you know. So whatever it is, if it's fundamental or if it's, you know, maybe a dream, I always tell people, bring me your wildest hopes and dreams, right? I mean, we're not fooling around here. This is the only life that we have. So I want to hear about your wildest hopes and dreams. Don't think small, right? This isn't for, you know, you're going to have to leave the negativity at the door when you come to this, you know. So five areas I want you to think about: physically, socially, spiritually, professionally, and financially. All those areas, so write those five things down, right? Physically, socially, spiritually, financially, and professionally. So write them down, and then I want you to think about where you want to be in 6 months. You know, you can use a little common sense here, but I don't want you to squash your dreams. You know, if you ideally think, you know, what's your number, what's your financial number that you want to be able to make that much money to live the life that you want to have. So what's your number? 75,000, or is it six figures? Is it 200,000? You know, what's your number? You know, is it a million? Because think of all the good that you could do in the world if you can make $1 million a year, right? I mean, I say in the 6 month, you know, put a little realism, put your common sense on a little bit. But I want you to think of where you want to be in 6 months in each of those categories. Maybe you're very, very fit and you eat very healthy already. And so if you're already practicing the practices that you want in your life in one of those areas, write it down and be specific. Make it a good, well-rounded paragraph, you know, of what you actually want. And then that's just your commitment to stay the course. Spiritually speaking, in my spiritual ultimate vision for my life, my 6 month and my 2 to 4 year vision doesn't change. So I want you to make a 6 month, I'm sorry, I kind of jumped again. I want you to make a 6 month vision and then a 2 to 4 year vision, because it expands, right, from the 2 to 4 year vision. You know, maybe in your 6 month financial vision, you know, you have kind of a realistic number and then of what you want to make, and in the 2 to 4 year you have your dream amount, like, this is what I actually really want in my life, right? And then, you know, maybe in the 6 month vision you have, I can easily save 10% of what I make in savings, and I gift 10% to organizations that I believe in and support, like my church, or, you know, World Vision, or, you know, some local charity that you really, really support. And then maybe in the 2 to 4 year, you expand it out to 15% or 20%, you know, because as your abundance grows and you're able to give more away and save more also, you know. So, you know, whatever it is, whatever is important to you, you've got to really think. And I want you to be specific. You know, maybe if you're not in a relationship, but you want to be in one, and you think about what that person's going to look like, what kind of characteristics will they have, what are they going to be able to bring to your table, what are they going to be able to do for you that will enhance your life, right? You know, so, you know, whatever it is, and then your verbiage is really important. You need it to be you need to act as if. So you need to speak it as if it were 6 months and you have these things in place, or 2 to 4 years and you have these things in place. I know, let's see, let me bring this up. think I can bring it up fairly easily. Just a second. Pardon me. A little froggy today. But, you know, my first ultimate vision that I wrote, you know, spiritually is, what do you want? Or where do you want to be spiritually? I wrote that I'm a serene and confident woman, and I have a strong sense of God and of myself. And I have a radiance that all can see coming from the inside out. I have a strong, clear sense of purpose. I'm emotionally secure and mentally strong. God is my friend and directs me every day. I pray and meditate every day and constantly practice the presence of God in my task. You know, so I go further than that. But, you know, that's an idea. You know, that's just an idea for you. How do you want to deal with the world, spiritually speaking? What's your relationship with God or your higher power? You know, what do you actually, and what are your practices that you do daily? What do you do daily to feed that relationship and to feed yourself spiritually speaking? You know, how do you respond to the world then through your spiritual self? And then socially, Glee, in the social category, you want to talk about people that you want in your life and the activities that you enjoy with them. So if it's sharing meals, going on motorcycle rides, if it's, you know, going to the beach or to the mountains, if it's traveling, it could be things that you enjoy doing locally or even activities like going to the theater or, you know, whatever kind of things. You know, be specific. Really envision the life that you want, that you will be excited to participate in, right? You know, I talk about the people in my life, and I'm like, they value and honor me, and I also value them very highly. They share my vision and purpose. We share ideas, share activities, like to go out for good meals, you know, things like that, love to travel, all that, you know. And we share our joys and pains together, you know, so I talk about that. But also, you know, things that I doing, you know, with my friends, right? Even if it's fitness exercises or like, you know, going biking or going paddle boarding or, you know, or even if it's really, you know, maybe the gym's a social place for you. You can put that in there in the social category. It can also go in your fitness category too. Financial, real important in the financial category. A lot of people tend to use limiting statements, like I want to make at least $75,000 a year. At least is limiting. It's like putting a ceiling on your amount. I want to make at least. So think about, you know, if you are starting from the ground, you're going up, you go at least, and then that's a ceiling. I encourage you to say, I make $75,000 a year or more. That's like a ground. That's like, I make this or more. It's kind of expansive, right? You know, and then I talk about, of course, my tithing and my savings and my retirement and stuff like that. And then I also say, you know, I can travel to see my kids when I want to. And in the six-month version, I said, I'm learning to be better at making and handling money, positioning myself for income that steadily increases and more blessings. And I'm really grateful. And then in the 2 to 4 year, I say, I'm great at it, you know, because I want to be great at it. I mean, why not? You know, whatever hobby, if you are a bowler, you want to be great at bowling, right? You want to be a really good bowler, so you know, work at it and you bowl consistently. And when you see something that's not really working for you, kind of tweak it. Why not let's be great at living our lives? Why not that, you know? Why not let's just be excellent livers of life, you know? That's, oh, my goodness, I just got a vision. I need to open up a life university, right? get excellent at living your life. I like that. Okay, and then professionally, you know, even if you're into some mundane job that you really don't want to stay in, you know, be grateful that you have a job and that you have an income right now, today. But vision what you really want to do, right? And if you're not sure, brainstorm. Just brainstorm. Look at a bunch of different careers and try to imagine yourself, try them on in your head. Also, talk to people that love and know you well, you know, because they might see qualities and things in you that you've overlooked, you know. I know when I got to Florida and I promptly got laid off of my job that transferred me here, and then I worked for someone else who still owes me a bunch of money that I'll never see, right? I started thinking, I don't believe it's God's will for me to work this hard at something that I hate so much just to try to survive. And that's when I started brainstorming about what I really wanted to do and what God really gifted me at so that I can do and bless the world. And that's how Pull It Together was born. You know, through my own journey of, hey, you know, this isn't working for me, but I can be great at doing something else. And I am so blessed because I am living the life of my dreams, right? So really think. So your vision is about what you want your life to work out or look like. You know, I have a friend who works at a sheriff's department. It's a county sheriff's department. And, you know, it's not maybe her dream job, but she likes it. She's been there a long time. She's very comfortable. She gets paid well. She has great benefits. You know, and that's okay. If you're happy with where you're at and it's working for you, you don't need to change it. You may say that, you know, I want to make a bigger impact in my job, you know, and I want to really bless my coworkers more and more, or, you know, whatever. So you don't go want to, and you don't do try in your vision either, because your subconscious brain doesn't understand try. You know, it's just like, it's nothing. It's nothing that your subconscious brain will actually set its intention to because it doesn't understand it. So you go, I am. So you say, I am very encouraging. I really bless the, you know, in her case, maybe you could say the civilians that I come in contact with and my coworkers, you know, to be better and better people and better team or something, whatever, you know, if you're happy. But it, even if, you know, you're working at a sheriff's office and that's not where you want to stay, you really want to, you know, be an artist, or you really want to move to the beach and sell surfboard wax, or, you know, when, you know, I'm all about the beach, so you'll hear me referencing the beach a lot. But, you know, whatever it is, you know, you need to get very, very, very specific. I want you to do this in a six-month vision and a 2 to 4 year vision, talking as if these things are a part of your life, right? Physically, of course, you know, if your goal is to lose weight, you can actually put a size that you want to be in 6 months. I am a size 8, or I am a size whatever, you know, and I feel great about how I look, you know, and then what you do. I eat. You know, I eat, like I put, because I struggle with an eating disorder, this is really key for me, I put, I am able to eat foods I like in reasonable portions and truly enjoy the gifts of food and the company I share my meals with to the full. And I talk about sleep. I get enough sleep so that I'm well rested and ready to do God's work, right? So, and I say, I'm wearing a size 6 dress, right? So, that's in my 6 month ultimate vision, you know, and then 2 to 4 years, if they don't change, because like my spiritual vision for myself is pretty set, so, you know, it doesn't change, it really hasn't changed, so I pretty much put it doesn't change, you know. Financially, I increased my dollar amount and also my percentage that I'm putting into tithing and into my savings and retirement, right? I love to travel and do so regularly. Anyway, you get the idea. So then you know, do those 5 categories. That is step 1. often as it's 12:25 and I can't believe it. I'm giving you a lot of information, right, in a short amount of time. But the second step then is I want you to take your visions that you've written out, that you've prayed about, that you've really, really well crafted with what you want in your life. Then you'll have a written version either on paper or on your computer. I want you to audio or video record yourself saying them, because we think it's real important during your prayer meditation time in the morning to listen to it. You know, maybe listen to it while you're doing your exercises, listen to it while you're getting ready, you know, in the morning, whatever, because it's really super important that you continually put this in front of yourself. If you create a vision board actually with pictures, look at it in the morning. Remind yourself where you're headed. This is how you transform your subconscious brain. Also by reading and taking in inspirational things, things that speak to your soul and your spirit, right? Those are the things, you know, instead of coming home and just vegging out in front of the TV, you know, really just put this stuff in front of you, because you're in, you know, it's like mission, you know, if your name's Bob, it's Mission Bob, you know, or if it's Danielle, Mission Danielle, you're on a mission, you're in school, right? You're in life university. You are learning how to get good. You're in training. You're learning how to get good at living life. The first thing you need to retrain is your subconscious brain, because if you don't retrain your subconscious brain, the world will gladly do it for you, right? TV will do it for you. You know, there's a lot of negativity out there, and all the negativity will keep you stuck. It will keep you fearful. Will keep you stuck like sticky glue against the wall where you won't be able to move forward. You need to get real super intentional on this. You know, I'm saying, you know, I'm all about watching TV. I do it myself, but think about how much you're watching TV. Think about how much you could really change your life if you maybe cut out a couple hours a day, right? And was really intentional on what you want in your life. All right. So, you know, you have to retrain your subconscious brain, which means that you have to put these practices in place. This is step two, to record it, to listen to it, and I want you every morning before you grab that cup of coffee or anything, I want you to pray, remind yourself who you are and what's important to you so that you'll enter your day with that mindset. Real super important to do that, right? And the third step is keep following through. Overcome those obstacles, because they will come up. You know, there's a real powerful negativity in the world, and it will try to keep you from blooming and blossoming forward. Because, you know, if you just stay stuck, you're not effective. And a positive energy for change. You know, when you change your life, when you get intentional about really living, you're going to be throwing out God's love and power, and you're going to be inspiring other people to follow you, to change their lives also. So anyway, have about a minute left. So the very first step, again, get intentional. Create your vision, your bucket list vision. What do you want your life to look at? I mean, stop just letting life take you down its rapids, right? Change. So get intentional. Focus on physically, socially, spiritually, financially, and professionally. Get a 6-month and a 2 to 4 year vision. Create a vision board. Then put them in front of you every day. Record it, audio or video. Put it in front of you every morning when you do your prayer meditation. Remind yourself who you are, where you're going, right? And then thirdly, stay the course. You've got to keep doing this. You have to change some things in your life or you're never going to achieve your goals and you're going to stay stuck where you are. And that's unacceptable, because I want you guys to live a great life. So thank you for joining me. Coach Erica Black here. Here every Monday at noon here on Blog Talk Radio. Call me 513-646-0767. I love you guys. Have a great day. Bye.